Maybe I shouldn't leave you alone here for the weekend.
No. Come on, the kids. Kids have to see their other grandparents. We can't have them growing up thinking what's across the street is normal.
Right?
See, I told you she loved that doll.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Ray. That's going to be really fun all the way to Connecticut.
Man, I wish I was going.
Can I ask you guys something? When was the last time you cried? What do you mean? About sports? Something real. I mean, really cried. So nothing with sports? No. Like last week, I was watching Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and the guy was looking for a shrunken kids, and I cried. Because I didn't think my father would come looking for me.
It wouldn't be hard to find you. Yeah, you just look under the cookie that's moving across the floor.
No. No, guys, I know what he's talking about with the crying thing. You know, because the other day, I dropped my twins off at preschool, and I was watching them go in, you know, and just as the door was closing, I saw Michael take Jeffrey's hand. And I don't know.
I'm going home before you guys start making out.
Yeah, I gotta go. It's getting late. I gotta go.
Well, wait.
Hey, Johnny, I'll tell you my cry story in the car.
Great. That'll be my throw-up story.
Whoa. What are you talking about? Huh? We're just getting started here.
Ray, we've been here like 4 hours.
Come on, man. It's not even 11.
Ray, I've been up since 6 a.m. I'm tired.
Wait, come on. What, you can't take it, huh? You're wimps? What, you're not men?
Ray, you're the one that just told us you cried because you think your twins are gay. I don't want to know the point of the story.
Hey, come on. It's my one night of freedom here, guy. Doug. Oh, come on.
I probably should get going. I have to get up early.
Oh, is it getting late?
Maybe not.
What the hell is that? It's 12:30. Not that that's late.
Hey.
Hey, what? What do you want?
No kids? No, Deborah? Come on. What are we doing?
Nothing. Thanks for stopping by.
Come on, man. Be here. Oh. Hi.
Hello. I'm Eileen.
I'm Ray. Robert's brother. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Look, you guys get back to whatever it was you were doing on the couch, and we'll talk tomorrow. Not about what you did.
Go now.
Actually, Robert, I better get going.
No, stay.
Yeah, stay.
No.
Please stay.
It really is getting late. Nice to meet you, Ray. I'll call you.
Who, me? Oh, him. Yeah, call him. Yeah, please call him. Whoops.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I wanted to hang out. I didn't know I'd be walking in on Beauty and the Beast.
Since when do we hang out at midnight?
Well, I didn't want to go to bed yet, huh? Come on, why should I stay up in an empty house all night when I can do whatever I want?
No, you are unbelievable.
I'm unbelievably ready to roll. That's what I am.
Wait a minute, empty house?
That's right. I'm free.
Deborah and the kids are away?
Uh-huh.
Hey, hey, jacuzzi! Jacuzzi, 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 bubbles in my hiney. In my hiney.
What?
You're afraid to spend the night alone.
How do you get that from bubbles in my hiney?
Ray, it's me you're talking to. We used to share a bedroom. You get scared.
What are you talking about? I do not.
Yeah, remember how long you had to keep the Popeye nightlight scaredy poo?
Yeah, well, until Popeye came along, you had to keep the hallway light on.
Only after one of Dad's bedtime stories.
Yeah, which was every night.
Listen, if you're having trouble sleeping, just turn on the TV.
I'm not having trouble sleeping. I'm fine, okay? I'm not scared, Robert.
Yeah. Listen to your big brother, okay? Watch some TV. Discovery Channel, cubby. Nature will put you right out.
Hey. Yeah. Plus, it's about monkeys, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I just, I remember a particular shoe tree in your closet that had a shadow.
All right.
That you thought looked like a monkey holding an axe.
Listen, I was 10 years old and my shoe trees were big.
Monkey holding an axe.
Yeah, I'm over it now, Raymond.
Oh, yeah? You got any shoe trees in your closet?
You know what? It's none of your business and it's time for you to go. All right, get out of here. Yeah.
Good. This place is stupid.
Yeah. Oh, and good luck in that big dark house you're going to be all alone in. Or are you?
All right, that was something. Who's there? Now I can't hear the murderer.
To nurse its young under the cooling shade of a nearby tree. Unfortunately, that decision will cost the gazelle its life. The lion attempts to...
No! Thanks, Robert. Stupid nature. Hey.
Oh, Raymond, what are you doing up? Can't you sleep, dear?
No. I could sleep if I wanted to.
You miss Deborah and the kids.
Oh. Yeah, them. Yeah. So, what are you doing still awake?
I'm making tea for Robert.
Robert?
Yeah, they fumigated his apartment today and he can't go back home till tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yes. He said they had army ants.
Army ants.
you doing over here?
Hey, I just had to walk across the street. You had to drive here, Officer Barone.
What are you talking about?
Ray's scared.
Hey, you're the one who's scared.
What do you mean? You're sick? You're in trouble? Someone bullying you.
No, Ma.
Well, then what is it? What are you scared of?
Being alone.
You mean for the rest of your life?
No, but thanks for bringing up that possibility.
Then what is it?
I don't know, Ma. Noises. The dark. Things in the closet. Sometimes it creeps me out. You know, Raymond, too?
Hey, speak for yourself here.
Hey, you're the one who came over to my place tonight.
Yes, and there were no army ants.
Oh, my house is empty. Deborah's gone. Oh, no, I'm frightened.
Shut up, ass of the world.
You shut up, spuck of the whole neighborhood.
That's smaller, you idiot.
I know it's smaller.
Stop. Raymond, your brother is not a monkey. Wrong with being a little frightened. We all get scared sometimes, right? And you can, there's no reason why you can't come over here every once in a while. I mean, that's fine. Doesn't it make you feel good that there's a place to go if you're feeling scared? Robbie?
Yeah, I guess.
Raymond?
Jerk.
Why do you do that? They're scared already.
That's why I did it. You're grown men, for God's sake. What's wrong with you?
Hey, you're the one who started the whole thing.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you don't remember the stories? Gargoyles in our closet? Or a big brother who's just waiting for me to fall asleep so he can steal my brain?
Or a little brother who's half spider?
Yeah, very funny. Give me a break. You asked for him. Scare us, Daddy. Tell us a scary story.
We also asked to drive the car. You know? I mean, you should help, Daddy. You scared the hell out of us. We couldn't sleep.
Yeah, a couple of times we even wet our beds.
I never did that.
Did to them.
Don't give me that, Marie. You loved it when I scared them. Then they come running to you and you could hug and cuddle and slobber all over them.
Hey, that was nice. That's an actual good memory I have. She'd calm us down.
Yeah, she used to scratch my head. That helped.
I didn't like seeing my boy scared.
Hey, remember the butter cookies?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you got any of those, Ma?
Oh, sure, honey. Let me get them.
I like the pretzel-looking ones.
Remember that we go upstairs to our room to get away from them? And then we talk about the Mets till we fell asleep, huh?
Yeah.
I'm glad you were there, Cubby.
Yeah, me too. It was good.
Yeah.
Personally, I like leprechauns.
What?
Leprechauns. Cute, harmless little Irish guys. And whenever I tell you guys a story, I throw in a couple of leprechauns that's scared to be Jesus out of you. Hey, Ray, how did I know that little Raymond was afraid of leprechauns?
I don't know.
Any ideas? Robert?
Oh, don't start pointing fingers, okay? That's not gonna work, right, Ray?
That's right. How did he know about that?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't me. Maybe it was Ma.
I don't know anything about that. All I know is that I couldn't serve you Lucky Charms.
He was me little spy.
You told him.
Oh, all right. Yes, I did. I told him.
Robin, why would you do that?
Well, I liked when he told us the stories, but I didn't want to get scared. And I had no problem with leprechauns.
Oh, great. great. So you could sleep and I could stay up all night waiting for those little monsters to come and take me to their nest.
Nest?
That's right, nest.
Listen, I'm sorry, okay? Don't think I didn't hate myself for it. Don't forget, at that time, I thought you might be half spider. You know, in those days when I was running information to Dad, I think the guilt was the cause of my occasional bedwetting.
All right. Look, whatever. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, but it was wrong. I mean, we're supposed to stick together, right? I mean, we're brothers.
Yeah, well, brothers do those kind of things. It's all right.
Not good ones.
All right, listen. I gotta tell you something. You never wet your bed. I used to wait until you fell asleep and then I'd pour a glass of water in there with you.
What?
What? I didn't want to always look like a baby, you know, calling for mom when I was scared. And I knew that you would come if you wet your bed.
I always wondered why I was up by your shoulders.
Sorry, man. I'm just sorry. Look, I was six. I was under a lot of pressure.
Oh, you just did that, Raymond, because you wanted to be near your mommy.
Well, ain't this a kick in the ass? Everyone was so quick to blame me for all of this, but look at you. You've all got blood on your hands. Now I'm going back to bed. And I'm going to sleep the sleep of the just.
All right, I'm going home. This little exorcism wore me out. Robert, come on, you can sleep on my couch.
Good night, girls!
Yeah, let's go. All right, good night, boys. Sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. Right. Not that there are bed bugs, you're perfectly safe. But make sure you lock your door.
Got it, Margaret.
Because in the neighborhood, you never know.
Hey, come on.
Well, what are you doing?
Mom's making herself tea. We can get that. Come on, let's go. Are you still in the bathroom, man? Come on, go.
This is so great.
Yeah, get in.
Little payback time.
Yeah. So how should we do it?
We'll just jump out and scream.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we're gonna get you, or we need blood, or I got a hammer.
No. Just scream, like, yeah!
Yeah, good. Yeah! Woo!
No, woo! Just yeah!
Yeah! This is so fun, you know?
Yeah.
We gotta do this more often.
Yeah, we should do this a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe the more we do it to him, the less that we'll be scared.
Like therapy.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Next time we should get him in the shower.
Chop. Okay, now when do we go?
Chop, we just wait. Yeah. Wait until he gets into bed.
Yeah, good. Get comfortable there, old man. Nice. Nice and relaxed.
Come on, Marie, what's with that face? They're gonna be fine.
Oh, no, Mom.
Oh, I don't want to scare her.
Damn it.
Let's just walk out right now.
No. No, we'll wait. We'll wait till they fall asleep. Then we'll sneak out. Damn.
Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while?
What? What haven't they done?
Come over here.
Don't go over there, Ma. Don't go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you didn't say anything. We're in a closet.
Scared you, huh?
You're a sick man!
What the hell is wrong with you?
What's wrong with him? He's a sick man. You're a sick man.
Sick man.
You tried to scare me, huh? Well, you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
What's going on here?
Got him again, Marie. Terrified him.
Oh, Frank.
He's a sick man, Ma.
I know. Did he scare you?
Oh, come on.
Let's go downstairs. Right? I'll make you boys some cocoa, and I still have the butter cookies, and everything will be fine, honey. I'll protect you from your mean old daddy. Isn't this nice? I love it.
Scared myself a little.